My name is Sabina Khanibara, and I am a writer, and I'm also someone who practices Islamic feminism. I am an Islamic feminist because my feminism is derived from my Islamic teachings.
Should you be wondering what those teachings are, her answer may surprise you.
Teachings from the Quran or the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. 1400 years ago, when the Prophet did present the revelation, women were given rights that they had never had before. The right to vote, the right to rule, the right to own property, the right to work. That's something that I think a lot of people don't know, and not just non-Muslims. A lot of Muslims don't know this. And I think that if people know the rights that you're given within this religion, then you'd be less likely to let people make choices for you, to speak for you, and more likely to speak for yourself.
That doesn't match most common perceptions of Islam today. But Khanibara says the fault lies not with the ancient text of the Quran, but with modern distortions promulgated by the media.
There's a big misconception, mainly due to what media presents, when what we're told constantly that Muslim women are oppressed, they need saving. That's perpetuated, and then people have this assumption that Muslim women don't have their own agency, they don't have a voice, and they need somebody to give them a voice. It's just a big misconception, and for me, if people knew the true teachings of the faith, they would be less likely to make these assumptions.
Her visit to Sonoma County this week was part of her work to dispel these misconceptions, says Khanibara. That work also includes Muslim Montage, the website she created as a platform for Muslim women to share their personal stories of faith and empowerment.
I initially did it because I couldn't find any Muslim women online just to look up to. So I created this multimedia platform where I ask women some specific questions. I have them upload a video of a message to Muslim women. I had like 30 or 40 profiles, and as they came up, it organically created this montage of diverse women from all sorts of backgrounds in terms of race, how they practice their religion, their careers. So these women were just empowered women, and it was just beautiful to see.
A lifelong denizen of the Bay Area and the eldest of six children, including four sisters, Khanibara says it was not the region that shaped her beliefs, but her father.
Every time he had a daughter, he had people coming up to him and I wouldn't say giving condolences, but keep your head up. You'll have a boy soon. And he would tell us, I don't need a son. You guys are my children. And it hurts me that certain people have this perception. And this is not right. He was the one that told us that the Prophet Muhammad had only daughters. I mean, he had sons that passed away when they were young, but his daughters are basically the ones that carried the message. And then growing up and experiencing what my father used to talk about, when I realized how important it was for women to speak up or demand to be heard.
There are pockets of tolerance and support like that throughout the Muslim world, she says, although they often coexist with more repressive areas.
Like Pakistan, for instance, they have progressive women, they're into arts, their voices are front and center. But then they also have the other side where there are men or political parties who oppress women for political gain. I guess you could say that about every country. Saudi has a lot of money and their women are some of the most educated. Then again, they have laws which ban them from driving.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.